The gentle giant of Maplewood Forest. In the lush, green heart of Maplewood Forest, where the leaves rustled with secrets and the air was filled with... There lived a misunderstood creature, the gentle giant of Maplewood named Monty. Monty was very big, with eyes like shimmering ponds and feet as huge as rowboats. But unlike the scary monsters and tales, Monty was as friendly as the first day of spring. One crisp autumn day, Lily and her younger brother Sam were playing hide-and-seek among the golden and red trees. Sam, giggling with joy, stumbled into a part of the forest they had never seen before.
"Wow,
these trees are gigantic," he exclaimed, looking up in awe. But what Sam didn't realize was that what he thought was a big tree with round eyes was actually Monty. "Who are you?" Sam asked, not a drop of fear in his voice, for Monty's gentle smile was disarming. Monty knelt down slowly so as not to startle the little boy and replied in a voice deep and soft, "I am Monty, the guardian of this forest. I make sure all plants and animals live in harmony." Sam's eyes widened with wonder as he took in the mighty creature, who was not at all scary like the monsters in his storybooks. Sam ran back to fetch Lily, tugging her by the arm.
"You've got to see this,"
he exclaimed. And when Lily saw Monty, she was at first cautious, but then she too saw the kindness in Monty's eyes. The children spent the whole day with Monty, learning about the forest and all its creatures. They played games, and Monty even showed them how to plant seeds, with his big hands being surprisingly gentle. As the sun began to set, painting the sky with streaks of pink and orange, Lily and Sam waved goodbye to Monty.
"Will we see you again?" asked Lily.
Monty nodded. "Whenever you're in the forest, I'll be here. Remember, I am here to protect, not to scare." The children smiled, promising to return with new seeds to plant. And so, the legend of Monty the Gentle Giant spread throughout the village, turning old tales of scary monsters into stories of friendship and care. From that day on, the children of Maplewood visited the forest without fear, knowing that their gentle friend was always there, watching over the trees and the laughter of those who ventured within.